Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. And we're talking to Wayne Horsley. He's the director of parks for the Long Island region. And he's newly appointed there, but he is off and running, and he seems to be enjoying what he's doing. So, which is always a good thing. If you're enthusiastic, you tend to do a better job. We were talking, Wayne, about the marketplace and how that would be developing different foods for different testing for seeing how we're going to go forward. But you got something very nice going on the other side of the Central Mall in Jones Beach.
That's correct. The new old concession stand, that is where you get your hot dogs and hamburgers and French fries today.
And your heart attack.
Right. those foods will still be offered. The present concessionaire has said that he is going to be opening up his food types as well, because he wants to remain competitive with the east side, which is going to be run by a different concessionaire. He is thinking about opening up a tiki bar and sell New York wines as well. So that actually might be even closer to the band shell as well. But one of the things that we're going to be doing on that west side of the Central Mall on the concession stand is, one, we're going to be taking down the glass enclosures that are basically windscreens. And we're going to put big tents and kite-like material that will be much more attractive than the present plexiglass that surrounds the concession building. But more interesting that I think to me is we're going to, not this next year, not this summer, but whether it's in 15 or 16, we are going to open up the roof for dining. And we're going to have tables and chairs and you can bring your food that you just bought downstairs up to the roof line, and you can overlook the beach from the roof of the West Central Mall concession building.
You won't have a selling ability on the roof level, but you.
I don't know if that's all worked out yet, but that's the plan. We're going to be up on the roof. It is going to bring something that was actually designed by Moses. That was the original intent of that roof, was to have people on it. We haven't done that in, I bet, 50, 60, 70 years.
It had been done earlier.
That's where the idea came from. And we're bringing it back as part of the revitalization of Jones Beach.
So that all sounds very attractive. One of the things I noticed that what you're doing is you're doing a landscaping that is very mm-hmm. easy to maintain.
Right.
Because that takes a lot of manpower to keep that up.
Yes, it does.
And
frankly, we don't have any more employees. We've got construction monies, but we don't have a lot more for new employees.
So what you need is something
that's self-sustaining. So we need to make sure that it's sustainable. Resilient if we ever have a storm, that if the waters come through, the plants can survive. The landscaping is going to be reminiscent of what the old time Mozart art landscaping that Robert Moses had put in Jones Beach. And if people remember, when they used to go down to Jones Beach, you see the flowers, and it used to have this air of, it looked like Versailles,
landscaping. I remember as a kid coming down there, and it was beautiful flowers. Yeah. And
it's still beautiful. And I don't want to take away from what the staff does every year with a lot less people. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be bringing back a lot of the old landscaping. We're going to have a tea garden behind the East Mall catering location, the marketplace. We're going to have a little tea garden. We're going to bring in hedges and those things that grow slowly, that do not require a lot of maintenance, a lot of weed control that are done more naturally. We're going to bring a landscaping out to where the tower is on Ocean Parkway, around the tower, which has been missing for many, many years. But if you go back to the Moses days, there was landscaping around the tower, but we're going to keep it, we're going to hug it tight to the tower instead of having so cars won't run over it. So the landscaping goes on forever, the details involving that.
And
it's going to be beautiful.
You got a lot to do. But I want to go over to Field 6 for a moment.
Okay.
And we're not going to have enough time to complete the discussion. So I recommend that people go to the website and learn more.
I think it's a good idea. Thank you, Ernie.
It's the website. It's New York Parks.
New York State Parks Recreation Historical Preservation.
Okay, and you'll get the. But yeah. Since we're not going to be able to talk about everything, I do want to talk about the Field 6. Now, Field 6, the big feature there is a very diner-like restaurant.
Right. It's this is, you know, when I have been discussing the revitalization program at Jones Beach, the one thing that really strikes a chord with people, that, wow, that's neat, and that's something new for Jones Beach. At Field 6, now that's the field that is, that if you go there on a Saturday or Sunday in July, you have troubles getting in. It's on the south side of Ocean Parkway. It fills up right away, but it's a favorite location for those times during the off season. You can just park there. You don't have to go through the big parking lots or go through the tunnels. So the concession building that is there presently, we're going to take it down and make it into a manila box inside. And we're
say manila, what does that mean?
It means that it's just going to be white, and it's going to have new walls, new lights, and the like. That's what we're going to do. The concessionaire is going to come in and create a diner. Mm. We're going to have an all-year-round diner at Jones Beach,
so that you can all around it.
Yeah, they're going to do their own decorating. That's the reason why we're going to leave it as a manila box let them come in. Maybe they'll do an Elvis diner inside. I'm not sure. The building will look the same from the outside, but inside is going to be a diner with possibly waitress servicing.
You're going to leave the brick walls up?
Oh yeah, it's the whole park is historic.
Yeah.
So one of the things we've got to do with this revitalization is as much as we're making it a 21st century park, we've got to assure people that this is going to be the same Jones Beach that they remember. It's only going to be better. It's going to be a 20th century look to it with a 21st century infrastructure. And that's what we're looking for. And so the diner is going to have comfort food in the winter, you know, eggs and whatever you want. And then you can stroll the boardwalk or you can have the waitress servicing and the like.
And you'll have a view of the ocean.
Absolutely. And then you walk the boardwalk. You take your cup of coffee, your egg sandwich, and walk the boardwalk, which, by the way, has already been rebuilt. That is one thing that's already been done.
Did you rebuild it to the same dimensions as it was because it was pretty long?
Yeah, it's the same.
I used to walk down there.
It's from one end of the park to the other. It's 6 miles. Well, I'm not sure how long the boardwalk is. It's not quite that long, I don't think.
I think it's 3.5.
Something like that. Yeah. Oh, by the way, we're going to have. Surrey bikes where people will ride. You can sit in a bike and have someone ride you with a bicycle component. That's going to be a rickshaw. Yes. I wasn't going to say it, but it is a rickshaw, but with your own pedaling.
You ride them yourself.
I think that's what it's going to be intended to be. It's going to be part of the concessionaire's
there's a lot of exciting opportunities when you have money to work with and you have a mission to accomplish. And, you know, it's nice that you have a mission that you have some outline for. But the real fun is making it happen in a way that's going to be appealing to everybody. And that's your challenge.
Is our challenge.
And you're going to, and I think, you know, knowing you, you have a PhD in what?
Modern world history.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's one of the crazy things I've done with my life.
Not crazy. The problem with the country today is they don't understand and know history.
I'll go along with that. I mean, I teach history. I teach a class each semester.
I'd love to be in your class.
Well... And I would love to have you. I teach at Farmingdale.
You do?
Our wonderful state SUNY system.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can help my wife get a job there. She's just teaching in FIT in the city.
Oh.
And needs to be relocated.
Really? College professorships, if you do that full time, it's very difficult to get a job. So I understand. I sympathize. I have a son that's an art teacher and art professor, and he's been doing a lot of adjuncting, and he's looking for a place to land. But so I get it.
But it's been a pleasure to talk to you, Wayne. You know, you and I have known each other a while, and I think there's a clear understanding that we respect each other and always have.
And I do respect you. You're absolutely right.
And, you know, it's always nice to see people who are in the public eye and doing the public business has a certain a level of competence and integrity. And I consider you in that regard. And I'm very envious of the challenge that you're taking on, because it's going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to have a share of headaches, but what doesn't?
This is Ernie Fazio. This is Earnestly Speaking. We've been talking to Wayne Horsley. He's the new director of parks for Long Island in the New York State system. This is 103.9. Thanks for listening.